morning, everybody. I am Abdullah Al-Dahata, and I'm going to talk about effect of Pythium on water use efficiency and gas exchange rates of wheat under drought. I worked with supervisors Dr. Nigel Warwick and Dr. David Backhouse from University of New England, Australia. In arid and semi-arid areas, wheat production is limited by drought, mainly at the post-anthesis stage. And root diseases affect wheat production. So the effect of fungal root diseases on plant-water relations have been investigated under different water regimes. And also, the researchers found reductions in water use efficiency, grain yields, and other physiological parameters resulting from root diseases. So the biotic stresses, such as root diseases, could have important interactions with the drought. But this has not been studied extensively. And also, it is unknown how important to control of minor root pathogens is in increasing crop production under water stress. The main concern in this research here is water use efficiency. And water use efficiency is classified into measured and estimated parameters. For measured water use efficiency, it includes gas exchange and integrated. And gas exchange includes instantaneous water use efficiency and intrinsic water use efficiency. However, integrated could be expressed in terms of biomass water use efficiency or grain yield. And water use efficiency provides a simple means of assessing whether yield is limited by water supply or other factors. For research objectives, 2 points. First one, to investigate whether the interactions between root diseases and the drought can affect dry matter production, grain yield, water use efficiency, plant-water relations, and other physiological parameters. And also to identify the mechanisms which affect the ability to use available water in diseased plants during the drought. The major hypothesis in this study is that the infection with Pythium reduces water uptake and water use efficiency, and also infected plants would have more water available during post-anthesis drought, and that would compensate for the effect of disease on growth and yield. Materials and methods. 2 experiments were conducted in a class house of University of New England, and as shown in this picture, large or deep pots were used at depth of 1 meter, and that to allow rootings to depth to similar on those in the field, and to inoculate plant roots to greater depth, and also to reduce severity of drought. So for the first experiment, focused on effect of different inoculum density of Pythium on water use efficiency. And here 5 levels of Pythium inoculum were used, 0 as control, up to 5 grams of colonized millet seed per pot. And that mixed well into the top of 20 centimeters of the soil. Sandy loam with peat in ratio of 3:1. And 6 replicates were used for each of inoculum density treatment. And the drought was imposed by withholding watering from full anthesis stage until harvest. The second experiment focused on effect of Pythium on plant water relations and other physiological parameters or gas exchange rates. And here 10 grams of Pythium inoculum was mixed well into the soil to depth of 30 centimeters, and 12 replicates were used for each of Pythium and control treatments. And also drought was imposed from full emphasis stage until harvest. The experimental design in both experiments was completely randomized design. Measurements, pressure chamber was used to measure both pre-dawn and midday water potential, and water potential was measured once a week during 4 weeks of a drought period. Physiological measurements, a portable photosynthesis system was used to measure photosynthesis or carbon assimilation rate, transpiration rate, stomatal conductance, and intercellular carbon dioxide concentration. Results in the first experiment indicated that the disease, or pythium, reduced the transpiration prior to anthesis, but increased it after the anthesis. However, there is no significant effect of disease on total transpiration or yield or water use efficiency. Therefore, the second experiment used higher level of inoculum with more replicates due to high variability in the first experiment. And for second experiment, this figure shows effect of pythium on cumulative transpiration from three leaf growth stage until harvest. And in general, controls had significantly higher cumulative transpiration than pythium at the end of the experiment. And the greatest difference in cumulative transpiration between infected plants and controls was during grain filling and underwater stress, and that on 22 of July, and during the drought from full emphasis to harvest. There is no significant difference between the two treatments on amount of water transpired. This figure shows effect of pythium on weekly transpiration rate. And here, during vegetative growth from 17th of May until 17th of June, there is no significant difference between controls and pythium on transpiration per week. However, during reproductive stage from 17th of June until 14th of July, controls had significantly higher transpiration per week than pythium. And then again, there's no significant differences between the two treatments. But at the late of a growth stage, pythium had significantly higher transpiration per week than controls. So for the yield, there's no significant effect of disease or pythium on yield components, such as number of tillers, number of heads, grain weight, as shown in this figure, dry matter, or harvest index. But total transpiration in infected plants reduced by 14%. So that leads to water use efficiency. And this figure shows effect of pythium on water use efficiency. And pythium had significantly higher water use efficiency based on grain yield or dry matter, including both shoot and grain yield, than controls. Plant-water relations. This figure show effect of pythium on pre-dawn water potential and midday water potential. And for pre-dawn water potential, there is no significant difference between infected plants and controls during all the days after withholding water. For midday water potential, also at day 7 and day 0 at the beginning of a drought, there is no significant difference between the two treatments on midday water potential. But as the drought progressed at day 14 and 21, here controls had significantly higher midday water potential than pythium. Physiological measurements. for photosynthetic rate only at beginning of a drought or at day zero, where controls had significantly higher photosynthesis than pythium, and that could be because of higher activity of pythium in moist soil, but no significant difference during the drought period. Stomatal conductance, there is no significant difference between the two treatments during all the days after withholding water, except at day 7, where here pythium had significantly higher stomatal conductance than controls. And that could be because infected plants entered the drought with more water available due to reduced transpiration at early stage. Intercellular CO2 concentration, there is no significant difference during all the days of the drought, but as the drought here increased at the end of the drought, the intercellular CO2 concentration increased above the ambient level, and that presumably due to high respiration. Transpiration rate similar to stomatal conductance, only at day 7, where pythium has significantly higher transpiration rate than controls. And the instantaneous water use efficiency, similar to photosynthesis, only at beginning of a drought or at day 0, where controls has significantly higher instantaneous water use efficiency than pythium, but there is no significant difference during the drought period. So in summary, pythium reduced the transpiration prior to anthesis, and that because of root damage, but this increased available water going into post-anthesis drought, and higher remaining soil water in diseased plants allowed higher post-anthesis transpiration, and diseased plants were not able to access all of the additional water at harvest time, and grain yields were not different from those of controls. And in conclusion, minor root diseases don't always reduce water use efficiency or yield, and that depending on how they interact with drought. Thanks for attention. Any question?
Did the pythium reduce the number of plants in your pots, or were there any signs that...
No. They didn't do any signs of reductions in number of plants, number of tiller sets, no.
And so leaf area was also similar between the pythium and the
pythium? No any differences in productivity or production. Sandy loam with peat. Sandy loam with peat. Thank you.